us for passion instead. Freedom is a in the bank, like materialists think. If it costs, man is lost.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
Thank you.
15 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock in this beautiful afternoon right here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you all and welcome to West Indian Rhythms, another chapter in our lives, 1st of May. In the background, you're listening to a band from out of Haiti, Weebert C. Scott. Beautiful, beautiful band, beautiful orchestra. Had the pleasure of listening to them. I didn't have anybody to dance with, but so I danced with myself in Chicago many years ago. We were on a tour there with Names and Faces Band, and they were across the hall. While we were on a break, I took a walk across there just to hear this band because I've heard so much about them. Weebert C. Scott from out of Haiti. Opened the show with my good friend and bandmate many years ago. But first I have to tell you I dedicated this show to a very good friend of mine who had a band. A chapter in our lives has been closed. And I dedicate this show, this program, to Victor, Bunny, and Vernon Hugh Yen, who owned this band that we work with in Jamaica called the Viscounts, or Viscounts, depends on where you're from, if you're from England. The name suited us fine because that's how we lived at the time. The dressing, the presentation was always done in such a mood that people would talk about it for a long time. I would like to have featured that because next week, I'm going to try and get in a few minutes of Viscounts so you can hear the band that I work with in Jamaica and tour the whole island, had some of the finest venues that you could think of. Yes, so Victor, the last of the three brothers who owned the band, passed away last week, and we totally miss him. He was a quiet one, very unassuming man. So rest in peace, Brother Victor. Hope you and Vernon and Bunny will start another band up there in heaven. So I opened the show with my good friend, as I was saying, Mr. Glenn Washington, who just got married a couple of months ago. Let It Be Me. Then he did another one, Until Death We Do Part. The guy suddenly, after 12 years, decided, I'm going to marry this woman because she has proven herself. The both of them singing Let It Be Me. What a love story. I'm telling you, CKUT brings you these stories. Glenn Washington and his beautiful bride, Jackie. And kind of close it out with my good friend, Barry. Barry from out of London, England, doing his thing. Yes, folks, so it's 19 minutes past the hour. Tight program as usual today. And today I'm going to leave the DJ alone, let him just do his thing and stop my hammering off, teasing him how he plays good and making me dance because I end up in pain after. No, it's all good. I do enjoy listening to Mr. DJ Nicholas. He will be on at 5 o'clock. And before that, we're going to have, of course, Ted should be getting his phone fingers. Let me get a phone here. So he should be coming up shortly at 25 minutes past the hour. So, and Sharon from the Jamaica Association should be up at about 1:45. What a life. Still missing the studios because we have to do so much, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't remember, but I have to be doing this, doing that. Nothing is straightforward, but we're surviving. CKUT's totally surviving. Great staff. Although two of them left. I wonder if it's because of me. I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, so, you know, let me see. I was fooling around on my thing, and I'm going to use this song to take us up to 25 past when Ted will come on here. And guess who I found with a brand new music? Miss Carolina. Yeah. So I'm going to play it, all right? The name of it is I Need You. Listen to this. The funkiness of Carolina. This girl is a bad singer.
Yeah. Hey, hey. 99 K's. Bronco. Time I had to go get her. Now she my number one queen and ain't nobody better. Every little thing we've been through, we ride together. She make me feel so high, feel like I can touch the sky. Now there can never be another lover. Even the mother dudes try, but they shouldn't bother. Be a force to be reckoned with. Ball she be stepping with. I cannot tell her now.
You took my heart, made me feel a brand new start.
Another creed up, make my heart ease up. When my mind speed up, all the lust you need, I'ma feed up. Lay back, cause we on the same track. We red like two needles in a haystack. Three like birds off a feather. We soaring through the weather. Ain't nothing can pretend us, only God. I have to go get her. Now she my number one queen and ain't nobody better. Every little thing we've been through, we ride together. She make me feel so high, feel like I touch the sky. Now there can never be another love. Even the mother dudes try, but they shouldn't bother. Be a force to be reckoned with. Ball she be stepping with. Into it.
stop, don't quit.
Yeah, that's Miss Carolina. Getting funky there. I got to link her up and check her out and see what is up with her and all that. Doing her thing with her group in Switzerland? No, or where is it? Where is Carolina? I got to find out. Ted, you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Mr. Carr.
How are you, my brother?
I'm fantastic, sir. How is our number one host of Caribbean Rhythm, Rita McGill, Montreal, the best radio station in Montreal? CKUT 90.3 FM on the dial.
Yes, that I can agree with you, the best station, but I don't know about the number one host.
Well, I want to start this little segment or a little conversation this evening, talking about St. Vincent. Now, I'm glad to see the Caribbean and the world is paying attention to this beautiful little gem of an island.
Oh, yeah.
And the Grenadines and the Caribbean, because they do need help. When we think of the devastation of the crops, they've lost 60% of their arable lands, the most arable lands, the vegetables. Now, Grenada is our closest friend to St. Vincent, and we're just to the south, a few minutes flying time to the south of St. Vincent, and we buy a lot of grown provision, vegetables, and livestock from St. Vincent.
Right.
So that is going to be a slight problem. We are going to have to depend on ourselves and help St. Vincent. Because last night, I saw farmers who had to abandon their farms in the red zone and the orange zone and move to the south. They're going back now to try to gather whatever animals or their livestock that is still alive and put goats into small pirogues, some small boats, and take them to the south. So they're really trying their best, but all the vegetables, the cabbages, and the tomatoes, everything's under tons of ash. So that's a huge, huge
loss
for the people, for the livelihood of many thousands of people.
Yes, boy. That is so sad. I was watching it. Rafael sent me a few videos. As a matter of fact, he sent me a video, and I can relate to the area because the first motor vehicle that I got in, he jammed on his brakes, and I hit my head against that windshield right there in the square. And he sent me a picture.
What?
It's flooded. It's like a riverbed, you know. I said, wow.
Yes, the Joshua Center.
Yes.
Yes, the whole area. It's just one disaster after the next. But, you know, we have to believe in the great one above.
Yeah.
He knows the best. And I do not think he's going to give us more than we can bear.
That's for sure.
I think that sometime he's going to say, okay, I taught you a lesson. I let you know there's some other edict around here that's really controlling things, and you have to sit back and listen and help each other. I think he's sending us a message.
I think so, too.
Yes.
I really think so. When I see all those killings in America, family killing family, those two Indian guys who literally executed their whole family, in Colorado, somewhere there. I can't believe it. I'm saying to myself, what is happening here? You know what I mean?
It's when we see things that is happening in the world, we do not want to blaspheme and say, well, where is the Almighty, the Father that we believe in? How could he allow such an act to be committed, to see his children, destroyed in such a manner? But we have to keep the faith and just keep pushing and trying to mitigate these disasters, because they are human disasters. I do not have the answers. All I can say is that we have to try to be kind to each other and try to do always think before we act and say, is this the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Is there another way I can show that I'm angry, that I have mental issues, Is there something else we can do rather than going to the extreme of destroying so many lives, and so many friends and family in destitute? Because when you take away the mother and the father and the uncle of a family, now you're leaving the young ones behind to suffer. So we have to be more in tune with what we do and try to think before we act.
I don't think they're there anymore. When they get to that part, I don't think they can even think for themselves. And it's crazy. I don't know if something is in the air. I don't know what's happening, and it's frightening. Just to read and hear about these young guys killing themselves and killing their families, their friends. Wow, it's crazy. It's really crazy. It's frightening, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's sort of, you know, some good things are happening in some parts of the world, and we think there's hope again. For instance, I was reading late last night that the scientists now are looking at this new we still call it a vaccine, but this new method of waking up our immune system with the new method of the mRNA that they're using to make the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, I was reading that.
No, doctors and scientists are saying, wait a minute, we perhaps could use some of this new technology to start attacking cancers and malaria and other common enemies to our health system and to our bodies. And there is a new hope on the horizon. So our scientists come up with one, they're trying to fix one problem, and more than likely, usually, there is a confluence of opening the doors to other diseases that we can cure. We may have to do some little tinkering here, but we have to keep the faith and hope that this, what we're going through today, would help us in 3-5 years down the road.
Yeah.
We have to keep that in faith.
Yes, go ahead.
As more and more vaccines are put in arms all over the world, I have some good news. Grenada announced a few days ago that as of May the 1st, 2021, which is today, any traveler going to Grenada, if they can prove that they've had the two doses, the two shots of the Pfizer or the Moderna or the AstraZeneca, and the one shot of the Johnson & Johnson, that person will have to quarantine for up to only 48 hours.
Right.
So, and if you go into a household and that household already have the two shots, and you arrive from North America with the two shots, no, you can commingle without masks in the house because everybody's on the same level.
Right.
So there are light, as I said a couple of months ago, I can hear the train, I can see a thin light, a pin light coming, but no, I can see the train. And I think we may open our borders to the United States around Canada Day or the 4th of July, and then move more and more into the future with a new normal. Now, I heard a few days ago that Genesis, the band, Phil Collins' old band, is for the forum to Bell, the Bell Center here in Montreal on November, I think the 22nd, and then Toronto on the 25th. So there is a possibility that things could be start to return to a new normal.
A new normal.
Sure, go, sir.
No, I was just about to say that they're about to open the city of New York the 1st of July. But, you know, I'm still a bit worried because you see what's happening in India? India was doing so good, so great in January, February, March, until they decided to allow these you know, they have a lot of celebrations for the various religions. Millions of people mingling. Now people are dying in the streets in India. So I am hoping, I am praying that the powers be know exactly what they're doing. Some people are complaining that the government, they want to close up shop because they want to be in control. The government needs money to run. So the more places that are open to them, and the more places that are open to them, it's more money, more taxes they can collect. So when you hear people talking this garbage about, like our premier here in Quebec, he wants to close because he this and that. He's doing a fine job. I've never voted for the man. I don't know the man, but I'll say this compared to the rest of Canada, he's doing a fine job in Quebec.
We have to give the dues to our government officials here. The government of Quebec has done a fantastic job to bring us to this situation. I think we have the best system in place for shots in arms.
Yep.
I've heard the system. I've listened to people. People tell me what they go through in Ontario and other parts.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have the best system in Quebec.
In Quebec, in Canada, right now.
Yes.
You understand? And come May, I think the 10th or the 12th, anybody who wants a shot in the arm will be able to get it, whatever age you are. So look out for that. Don't quote me, but check the papers, check CTV News later on tonight. You will hear these things. So I have to give the guy what is due to him. You know what I mean? Maybe I don't agree with him on certain things, but this time I'm going to say, well, he's doing a fantastic job.
Absolutely. Starting from Monday, which is the May the 3rd, is 50 years and over, and every 3 days they're going to drop 5 years and 10 years every 3 or 4 days. And by the time we get to the last week in May, anyone over the age of 18 can call and can go online and make an application and insert themselves to get a date for shot in arm. So,
nice.
And we expect to get millions of doses from Moderna and especially Pfizer in the month of, we're going to get a couple million in the month of May and June. And Quebec has a date of June the 24th. The significance of June the 24th is, you know, our great blue day in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Change of this. The whole idea is that we reached the herd immunity in Quebec with the first shot. And then right now we're waiting, we have to wait 4 months for the second shot.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of talks going on right now. And with Pfizer really stepping up their production and delivery of doses to Canada, I expect that rather than waiting till July the 11th for my second shot, I will not be surprised if I get it before that.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, Ted, I got to run. I realize the time is running away from me. I have another guest coming up. So have a blessed weekend and be careful.
Mr. Carr, and keep everybody within the sound of our voice, keep it dialed to 90.3 FM CKUT, the best radio station, Radio McGill in Montreal. Have a fantastic weekend.
I thank you, sir.
6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Really a tight spot today, but I wanted to pay some attention to this. A brand new album that was released by the very talented musician. I had the pleasure of working with him for some years, and he did this album all in French. It's Martin, if you're listening, send me the cover one more time. I just want to do this thing properly. But I got myself mixed up. All right, so this is Martin Albino. A brand new album.
Laisse-moi t'aimer toute une nuit. Laisse-moi toute une nuit faire avec toi le plus long, le plus beau voyage. Oh, veux-tu le faire? Une rondelle fait mon printemps. Je te vois, mon ciel devient plus grand. Je prends ta main, alors je sens que j'ai pour toi. Besoin de lumière et le poisson moins sale de la rivière. Aussi vrai que mon corps sonne de la poussière. Toi, tu es mon soleil. Laisse-moi t'aimer, rien que ne lui. Laisse-moi, rien que ne lui. Voir dans tes yeux le plus merveilleux paysage. Oh, si tu le veux. Aussi, laisse-moi t'aimer, laisse-moi t'aimer, laisse-moi, laisse-moi t'aimer, faire avec toi le plus grand de tous les voyages. Laisse-moi, laisse-moi t'aimer, t'aimer.
Ah, I knew this guy could sing, but he surprised me with this new album he has. And I want you to check it out. I'm just going to play one more before I bring on my next guest. And I'm totally impressed with Martin Albino, as usual. Take your hats off. It's a brand new CD. I'm trying to find the cover. He sent it to me, and I don't know where I put it. Too many things here.
S'écoule autour de toi. N'oublie pas, vient toujours le soleil après les jours de pluie. Ouvre grand ton cœur, cherche pas ailleurs, écoute ce qu'il te dit. Ne laisse pas passer la chance d'être aimé. Le cœur devient moins lourd quand on est en amour.
Si un jour tu
parte dans ta vie où rien ne t'appartient. Ah, bohème, tu erres dans la nuit, apaisant ton chagrin. Souviens-toi qu'il y a toujours quelqu'un qui n'attend que ta main. Ouvre grand ton cœur, cherche pas ailleurs, écoute ce qu'il te dit. Ne laisse pas passer la chance de t'aimer. Le cœur devient moins lourd quand t'en es en amour. Nous fait l'esclave de nos souvenirs. Entre nous, qu'importe le passé, il y a l'avenir. C'est pourquoi tu te dois de remettre l'amour dans ton vie. Ouvre grand ton cœur, cherche pas ailleurs. Écoute ce qu'il te dit. Ne laisse pas passer la chance de t'aimer. Le cœur devient moins lourd quand on est en amour. Ne laisse pas passer la chance de t'aimer. Le cœur devient moins lourd quand on est en amour.
I'm telling you, Albina, you hit the ball out the park, my boy. I'm telling you, beautiful, beautiful album. Folks, I'm trying to find the cover. He sent it to me, and I don't know where. It, too many things to receive these things. So anyway, as I'm going to find it so I can tell you about it, because believe you me, I love this album. Where you can get it, all right? So my guest is on the phone, so let me say hello to Sharon from the Jamaica Association. How are you doing there, Sharon?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And how are you?
I'm trying my best to do as well as you.
Well, you're so kind. Thank you. It's never boring, always fun. So I always like to have a positive outlook. And it's so beautiful outside. You know, we're living in a very hard time. So try to keep the spirits up so that we're happy. You know what Bob Marley said about the positive vibration? You know, mm-hmm. We have to always try to keep that going. So that's what we're doing here at the Jamaica Association as well, keeping it happy and positive and energized with a lot of different things
good
happening over at the association. Yeah.
So what? Give me some examples. What's happening now, what you're doing and what you're saying and what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? So, you know what? We're closed generally, but we're doing a lot of renovations. I would say the people on the social committee, people like Alex Townsend and Clyde Williams and Newton Lynch are, you know, cleaning up the space and renovating. And then we have, you know, others coming in and painting. And Dave Gordon is helping us with some of all that and different ways and different things. So we're keeping the place clean. We're keeping the place livable and more than livable, kind of fancy. Mm-hmm. And so when we're open again, people will come and say, wow, is this a Jamaica Association?
Good.
So that's one of the things that we're doing. We renovated our lavatories, you know, about the bar. We renovated the bar so that we can't wait to use that up. And we are also very busy in terms of activities, online activities that we're doing. So we have a little bit of everything for everyone. In our programs, you know, we have the children, we're doing events, call Footsteps. We have the O'Fitcher program that's continuing throughout the summer. We have our adult basic education, and we're doing French conversation classes. We have about 22 people registered in that class for French registration, intermediate and beginner speakers. And then we have a computer class online. We also have English as a second language, you know. So that's our standard things. And then so a few things about our Brilliant Minds. So we're still tutoring students over the summer. And a funny thing happened, and this connects our food bank and the Brilliant Minds. So in February, a woman named Pavlova Naranian contacted us. She worked at the GE Renewable Energy Plant in La Prairie, and they wanted to feature give back to community in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
And so they raised some money over at the GE Renewable Energy Plant in La Prairie, kind of just out of the blue, you know?
Mm.
They reached out to us, and these folks are just amazing. They raised $700 after having a couple of meetings with them in the group of about 60 people. They raised $700 for a food bank, and we bought gift cards. And the project leader there named Oliver Ruiz said, you know what, really love that experience, want to do more. And they said, what else can we do? And they said, you know, what about tutoring? So we started a program as part of our Brilliant Minds, and you'll be hearing a little bit more about how we're going to be revamping our Brilliant Minds program. It's not just going to be tutoring, it's going to be trade, it's going to be youth. But the folks over at the GE plant, so these engineers and these professionals, are taking time out of their already busy schedules to help and tutor kids in our community.
Wow.
Or kids, adults in our community. So already we have two people that are on that program with them, and we started last week, actually. So
wow.
It started off a food bank drive, and then it went into our Brilliant Minds and tutoring with these professionals, these world leaders over at GE. So we're really excited about that.
Sounds great.
That's fun. We also are doing a tax preparation. So if people go on our Facebook page or on our website, we're doing tax preparation. It's a program called the Community Volunteer Tax Program, and that's in conjunction with the federal government and Revenue Quebec. So all our volunteers, we have three, had to have gone through screening with the both levels of government. They've passed the test, and we are now doing taxes. We're in the process of doing 20. We set a mark of about 50. We don't necessarily have to reach that. But if people are looking to do their taxes and they have a modest income, they can also call us or send us an email at info@jam-montreal.com, and we'll get their taxes done in no time.
Wow. Free?
Yes. Free. Yeah. Yes.
Whoa.
Totally free. Mm. Totally free. Totally free. And so what else are we doing? So we started a seniors project. It's called, we got some funding. So we got $25,000 in funding for the New Horizons Seniors Project. And the applications closed yesterday. We had an ad out in the community contact. And so it's a year-long program. It's going to be given in three parts. And so that $25,000 is going towards seniors, and seniors specifically when they're, you know, isolated. We're going to be loaning out, on a first-come, first-served basis, some iPads. And if people don't already have access to, if they do, we won't be loaning them. But if they don't, then, you know, we'll look at all the criteria for that. So we have a year-long project, and that's going to be cooking. It's going to be virtual tours to zoos, to places. It's going to be dance. Adi Kohli, you know, is involved in that. Khalifa Rodriguez, who's a nutritionist and Trinidadian, and we're going to be talking about the food we eat and how good it is and the science behind the food that we eat and how, you know, nutritional it is. We have Shelley Morgan that's in there as well. Big up to Shelley. She just finished another degree, I should say. So we have the Seniors Horizon Project. Then we have Banking with Jamaica National, JN Bank.
Yes.
On May 11th. People can find that on our Facebook page. We have our members meeting on the 15th. We're celebrating Mother's Day on the 9th. We have a speaker series. So we had on a Women's Auxiliary Speaker Series. And that event focused over 6 months, or 5 months rather, on women and rights, women and money. And the third one that's happening in May on the 17th is called Women and Property. And our very own George Grant, who is Honorary Counsel for Jamaica at Montreal, but also a realtor and a businessman and entrepreneur, is going to be leading that, along with Madonna Stowe, who's one of our the members of our auxiliary.
Right.
Last but not least, we have Mary Pallett from Overcane & Federley. We have a series called Planning for the Ones You Love. And that's really talking about stuff that nobody wants to really talk about,
right,
but important to talk about, which is what happens to your estate, what happens to you, and what are the processes that we need to. I mean, I already started that, and my eyes were full of water. I chose my flowers, but I'm crying. But, you know, it's something that we have to do, because when the eventual day comes, you don't want that burden on family and friends, right? You want them to just pick up the phone and call. This year, again, we're going to be doing the June is Health Month and a series of events in June. I'm sure we already have some people ready to start the events in June around mental health and fun.
You need that now, believe you.
Exactly.
Mental health.
Yeah. So this is some of the things that we're doing. We're doing renovations. We started our building fund. The newsletter is coming out soon. Oh, I shouldn't forget this. We have our youth committee, and our youth committee is doing a youth leadership program in the summer. And we're looking for engaged young people from grade 8 to 11 to do different things, to connect with mentors, to, you know, do different workshops over some aspects of the summer. But also the building fund. You know, many, many years people talk about, well, the Jamaica Association should have a building fund. Well, you know, what they say about talk, right?
Right.
So we're putting it into action, and while we can't offer a charitable receipt right now, we're asking for a contribution. If people are interested in contributing and being a part of this journey, we no longer want to talk about it. We actually want to make it happen.
Great.
So that's where we are.
Great. I am very proud of you guys. I know it's not easy running an association because there's so many minds to deal with, and everybody knows this and knows that. But really, when it... Yeah, as you said, talk.
You know?
So I have to take off my hat to you. But keep doing what you're doing. It sounds interesting. And please let us know what is going on here. Don't be shy.
No,
no,
I'm not.
All right.
I mean, look quiet, but I'm not really shy.
Yes, my
dear. Thank you so much for the time that you've given me. I'm so... We're humbled by it. I really appreciate it, and always an open invitation. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Certainly welcome, and much love to you guys at the Jamaica Association. As I said before, it's not easy running a place like that. So take care, and thank you for calling. All right?
Thank you. God bless.
Keep it up.
Thanks. You too. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Once again, it's 2 minutes to the hour of Soca. So, you know, let me...
Metamedame cheveux.
You know, he was supposed to make me sing this song with him.
Parlez-moi dans un murmure.
I'm only joking. He sing it so good.
Je veux fondre dans tes yeux.
Ah.
Comme les ombres sur le mur. Viens t'étendre près de moi.
Oh, Martin.
Mets ton corps tout près du mien. Passez la nuit dans mes bras. Aimez-moi jusqu'à demain. Je ne sais si c'est bien ou mal. Je me fous de ce qu'on dit. Ce soir, ma vie me fait mal. J'aurais besoin d'une amie. Ce qui s'est passé hier, il faudra que je l'oublie. C'est trop triste d'être seul. Aide-moi à passer la nuit. si c'est bien ou mal. Je me fous de ce qu'on dit. Ce soir, ma vie me fait mal. J'aurais besoin d'une amie. Ce qui s'est passé hier, il faudra que je l'oublie. C'est trop triste d'être seul et moi à passer la nuit.